Well, you mentioned LinkedIn there, and it's interesting that they just launched the job applications where you can apply for a job and send your profile as a CV. So do you think we're looking at the end of the CV?
I don't know. I think there are still going to be people for a long time who'd rather write their own CV and not have it done to somebody's own commercial template. I mean, there are equal opportunities employers who will not accept a CV anyway because they have to have everything in a set format. So I think the CV was in trouble regardless from that point of view. But I think it depends on how employers start reacting. If you have a substantial set of employers who can set up a form to receive an internal form to receive LinkedIn-style applications, so they then have all the information in the format that they will accept it, then you'll find that the market will move very much towards LinkedIn.
Okay, and Europe is certainly ahead of Brazil in terms of the adoption, the corporate adoption of social media, whether that's for customer services or marketing, or even internal information sharing using tools like wikis. So what lessons have really been learned about, what makes this work, and actually, how do you make it useful?
I think the first thing you need to decide is why you want it to be useful. You've mentioned a number of different purposes there. That already puts companies who are thinking of those things ahead of the companies who just think they ought to do social media because somebody else is doing social media in their market, or because they've heard it's the new thing to do and it will rescue their business, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the first thing you need to do is to identify any companies or anybody in your company who thinks that social media is some sort of substitute for a business plan. It's most definitely not. So make it strategic is the first thing to do, and think about what you want to get out of it. Set yourself a target. If you want to increase sales, fine. Have the social media pointing towards some sort of really good e-commerce site with a really good call to action and sales close on it. That's fine. If you want it to just increase mind share, then make it more discursive. Have it heading towards perhaps a blog or perhaps another discussion area or a Facebook page where people can discuss the issues, or a LinkedIn group somewhere they're more comfortable. But I think there are still companies out there who are doing social media because they think they ought to do social media. And if Brazil and the rest of Latin America can learn from that and leapfrog over that particular mistake, they will save themselves an awful lot of wasted time and resources.
And it's interesting, you mentioned that point about you've still got to have a business plan, you've still got to have expected business outcomes. Because
Definitely.
I've
If you don't set yourself a target, you can't hit it.
yeah, I mean, but I've met companies even recently here in Brazil where the targets are quite vague. I mean, things like the number of followers on Twitter and stuff like that, which is not a business outcome at all.
It's not, but I keep banging on about this. My next book in October is going to be centering partly around this. There are so many people out there who seem to think that influence equates to, or thought mind share equates to a great business outcome, and it just doesn't. You've got to get some money out of this at some stage, or else if you're using social media socially, then of course you haven't got to get money out of it. This is only one application of it. But if you're doing it for business, you've got to have some return on it, or else it really isn't worth doing. It may be that your business is one where the customers don't particularly want social media just at the moment. That's fine. But having some sort of achievable outcome is absolutely vital.